That's how Josh almost got banned from the show. Okay. All right, so that should be the joke, right? So now that I'm 40, Saturdays, now when the phone rings or the way I get a text, I just hope it's not asking me to go outside, hang out with anybody.
I just want to stay inside all the time.
Plus,
it is true. I thought you were hoping it wasn't going to be Medicare.
Yeah. Plus, my candles cost more than my cake. That was, and the worst thing is, I'm not telling people I'm 40. I'm 39.95 plus tax.
There you go.
Nowadays, people just round up anyway. Yeah. Welcome to Almost Live from the Basement. Almost Live.
Wait. Let's rewind a bit. Plus tax, would that make you like 47 then? I mean, isn't tax fucking outrageous right now?
As you guys just heard, Tommy mentioned he had a birthday, so happy birthday for yesterday.
Yay, birthday.
Yesterday. Finally joined the rest of us in the 40s, so welcome to the downhill of your life.
Well, hold on. I did a formula, okay? And I figured out that I'm not 40 because...
There's another reason why he's not
40. I took the speed of the Earth, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And integrated that because the way the Earth doesn't do a perfect circle, it wobbles. Right. So you take the core of that and integrate that towards the core of the sun. Mm-hmm. And because it's a leap year, and divide that, I'm actually 39.999.
Wait for it. Nah, you're 40.
No! I'm not 40 till the end of this podcast.
Okay. There you go. All right, well, we like to roast our friends. My friends did not write a roast for Tommy, but I got a few jokes for you, Tom.
All right. It's been years in the making.
Yeah, if you haven't got through all your birthday wishes yet, I've got one for you.
Ooh.
Wish that now that you're 40, your dad won't tell you how you're playing soccer the wrong way anymore. In Greek.
That's not going to happen.
Now, the other day, Ryan Spark and myself, we got together and we decided to count, using our toes and fingers, how many vacations you and Tanya have gone on separately. But we ran out of phalanges to count.
Where's Tanya going?
Wait a minute, is this a phalange?
She's going to Vegas.
That's what they are?
Yeah.
Cool.
Phalanges. Yeah, Tanya's going to Vegas separately. That's another one.
You're going to Vegas next month. I did talk to your brother Patrick, and he mentioned the other day that you were bragging about your 10% being Turkish and how you were super happy about what happened to the Greeks.
Oh, God.
That's wow. That's
this. Wow. Can I take chips away from the host?
You're so old now.
The podcast again and restarts it.
You see that joke again.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we restarting?
You're so old now, you qualify for a senior citizen discount, an AARP card, and Medicare.
Nice.
And my last one, the Almost Live crew, we are going to go out and buy you some new gear because you got your NIU stuff, you got your Mullen jersey, but we wanted to buy you some new pants, but we realized your wife wears the pants in your household. Welcome to Almost Live. Happy birthday,
very
Tommy.
True.
I wish these guys stepped up with some jokes as well, so I wouldn't feel bad right now, but we're going to move on.
Don't feel bad.
Well, he got me decently without writing stuff down on my birthday, but I'm sure it's coming at me.
Usually the quick-witted one.
Yeah, that's why we bring him around. Yeah. Spark is to my right. How are you doing? Tell the people what's new in your life since 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks?
Let's say I'm alive right now.
Alive and well?
We'll go alive.
Like the Pearl Jam song?
But we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Until October 26th.
So October 26th is starting to feel more real.
Uh-oh. Why did you download that app?
Now I'm really worried about your segment.
Yeah, we're going to get into exactly what's going on with Sparky very soon from now. The birthday boy, with some jokes aside, how are you today?
Yay! Pretty good. I got a weird ticket that my license plate was expired, but they wrote it in Chicago and the day when I was in Wisconsin. So I was going to fight it. Then I realized my license plate expired in January of 2023.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm just going to pay the ticket.
Your car's not even that old.
What?
Yeah, didn't you just get that car?
Yeah. I got it in February 2022 and expired in January 2022.
You haven't renewed your sticker yet and you've had your car for 2 years?
2 years.
Well, they never sent me the thing in the mail to that it expired, so I just never noticed.
Wait, did you write your address down with your handwriting?
Yeah. That might be the issue.
And to my left is Ryan, the Silk Man, Lehman. How are you today, sir?
I am good. Want to wish my buddy Tommy happy birthday.
Yay.
It's funny what you said about how you hope people don't call you, because I was just talking to the kids about that. They're like, where's Uncle Tommy? I'm like, I don't know. This is the longest I've gone without, like, hanging with you since 2016. Like, even through COVID, you'd still be showing up at the door. But now you hit 40, and, yeah, I get it. Trust
Didn't
me,
he try to
it.
Tag you while you had COVID?
He did, 100% did.
In a box?
Yes.
When I had a nosy neighbor child ask me what I was doing outside the door, inside a box.
What are you doing in the box? All right, boys and girls.
Never saw Seven Kid?
All right, so...
Hey, before we start, host, why do we have two dead
people? Well, this is my DJ one. We're going to do some music ones for Toss Up. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Before we get to Toss Up, we're going to talk about some stats.
We don't have to.
From movie to what else we have going on right now?
Movie and show stats.
Show.
Are we doing anything else soon?
I don't know.
When's the Oscars start?
I feel like the Oscars already happened.
Yeah, and even if it hasn't, did you see the lists?
What was on the other day? I don't know.
I thought the Oscars happened early.
No. It was the Grammys. It was definitely the Grammys.
Is that music?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Show stats.
What's Oscar? What's Emmys?
Emmys is
TV.
TV.
And Oscars are movies.
Yeah.
Grammys is music.
And Golden Globes is all of the above.
Well, not music. Oh. Movies and TV.
Yeah. And the Saturn Awards is horror. In sci-fi.
MTV Awards.
I'd like to go to the AVN Awards, but...
AVN, is that the porn convention?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So, here is...
I didn't know that, by the way. I just know you. So...
All right. Show stats. Tommy's in first, 1.5.
What are you in?
First.
Yeah. First. I couldn't tell what...
Tommy's in first.
Josh is in second with 1. Ryan is in third with 1.5.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
And Sparky. Oh, there's a chucky laugh. Nice.
That was good.
With 0.
God, it's been a long time since I haven't been able to...
Yes. Sorry, bro.
And now for movie stats. Where's the van? Your soul is mine.
Don't get to the chopper.
Yeah.
It's your drum roll.
All right, here we go. In first, Josh with 16.
Wait, Josh is winning?
Josh is winning?
I'll tell you why. In second is Tommy with 17.
Nice.
In third is Ryan, 24.
Oh, wow.
And
way behind them, but still.
And Sparky has 26. Let's find out why.
Let's dig deeper into the stats, shall we?
So, this is estimated, but I doubt it's going to change, but... First place show movie was Josh's Bob Marley.
Bob Marley!
Oh, really?
I got second with Madam Web.
It was just because Marvel's did so bad. I was afraid to pick it.
Ryan got third with Argyle. And in seventh place was Sparky with The Chosen Season 2.
Oh, I saw it at fifth.
I saw it at fifth yesterday.
Yeah. That was before the
presidential sale.
The presidential
Tommy's day. Birthday holiday.
Before Tommy's birthday came around.
I made sure no one watched it.
Can't do Jesus on Tommy's birthday. Actually, I think they only show that in the weekends. Maybe. Oh, that's true, but...
Yeah, but it included President's Day, and really they're all pretty decent.
I don't believe that President's Day was mentioned before.
It was.
I don't think it was.
It definitely was.
Every Monday.
Maybe I would have remembered it if the person in front of me picked.
Before the weekend was half over. It was Saturday
night. And my
point,
when did you guys pick? I did not see
Wednesday?
That at all.
Yeah.
No, really?
I picked Thursday morning.
And nobody told me till Saturday? My
bad.
We expect you to read our text.
When Josh goes... And then Tommy goes, and you're third.
So I'm always after Tom. Is that how it is?
Yeah.
You did this on purpose. So you wouldn't get confused.
I know.
We're not changing the order.
This was your idea.
It's like the show. We're not changing the order. Like, I thought Sparky was hosting tonight. This guy's brain is mush. If you guys lose to him, you get punished no matter what.
Dude, we lost to you when you were like this.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I think this is why Josh
He
is
was
first.
On his A game when he was like that.
Josh is in first because now he's doing good because he's after Sparky and Sparky's doing that bad.
Yeah.
It's really helped me out here, guys. All right, so it is toss him up time. You don't need a buzz on this. I actually want you to write your answers down. Oops. If you write it down and lay it down first, you get 3 points. If it's right, 2 points and 1 point for these toss-ups, okay? This is Friends Trivia. and songs about us.
Thank God.
Us as friends.
How's it put Monica? What? Like this. I keep my answer down to
point. I don't know anything about you guys. Monica. I don't care about you.
Yes, you do. All right. We'll start with an easy one here. You guys ready?
Who's the oldest, Tom?
Who is... No, I'm just kidding. When you hear this song, who do you think of? Tommy, Sparky, Ryan, show me what you got. The answer is Tom.
Does that say Tom?
He knows how to spell his own name as far as I know.
It's Ton at best.
He went for Tanya. All right, next question. What TV show does Ryan fall asleep watching almost every night?
I have no idea, but all right. I don't know.
You got to listen to the tape. Go back to last year.
Oh.
You're not supposed to give hints.
Oh, my bad.
Especially after someone Sparky already wrote, first, wrote down Ryan an answer. Tommy,
Sparky, you're first. What'd you write?
Friends.
Friends. Ryan wrote The Big Bang Theory, and Tommy wrote God. The answer is Big Bang Theory. Oh, weird. Yeah. He got the question about himself.
Only with the hints.
Seriously.
Do you even understand that show?
I get little bits.
Little bits of music.
I really identify with the neighbor, Penny.
Kaylee, yeah. When she talks, I get it. All right. What friend does this song remind you of? Ryan's first. Ooh, might be a tie. Are you giving it to him? All right. Ryan, you went first. The answer is Ryan, Josh, and... You're going to have to tell me. Did it say Ryan?
Yeah. Tom.
Okay.
This is Tom.
No, it's Ryan. You see the R got erased when you put it down.
Let me do all the things you want.
I don't know why that makes you
think. That was Silk.
Yeah.
That's his nickname from the basketball court.
Yeah. I'm like, that does not make me think of Ryan.
Name.
Should.
Songs that are Tommy's go-to karaoke songs. One or two. Your choice. Tommy's thinking, so that's tough.
I'm just going to do it.
I'm just going to do
it. So I get in first.
What's the name of that song?
All right, we got
He's
two.
He's laughing.
No. I'm going to have to count this guy down.
Seriously?
Three.
I don't know which one you're talking about because I don't know the name of it either.
How do you not know the name?
Thinking about Petey Pablo.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of
it. Oh, now I know it.
I struggled too.
After I just put
bodies. Ryan went with Bodies. That is one of them. Shake Your Tail Feather, Bodies, and...
Animals have become.
Ooh, I was looking for Freak-a-Leak and Bodies. Those are two I have written down. These are the only two I've seen perform. But you guys all wrote down Bodies, so...
I couldn't remember. There's a big problem. Like, what the heck is the name of the song?
I couldn't think of Freak-a-Leak.
Lip-sync party. The first time I performed it, he's on the mic. He knew everywhere. I'm like,
do you know how many...
Who is this guy?
Shake Your Tail Feather?
I got that.
He put a fucking dollar... He had a feather in his ass, and he was shaking it, and these old ladies put dollars in his waistband at RJ's Idol. So this he's allowed to say. All right, what is the cutoff here?
Name what friend makes you think of... Who was it, Antioch? You just give it to Sparks? Sparks, number one answer, Josh. Tommy said, Josh... J-Wash.
What the fuck?
And
Sparks.
Then I got high.
Cause I got high.
Oh,
what?
No, man. No, I was just friends. Throwing out a name.
Oh,
I got high.
All right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now.
Are you guys ready?
Sorry.
Sparky. Name something Sparky does with his dad. Answer.
I do with my dad?
Yeah.
Baseball games.
Baseball stadiums,
oh,
yeah.
Baseball.
What did you write, moron?
Fish.
You guys just don't care about each other enough.
Ryan doesn't like me, apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
I should have put baseball stadiums, admittedly.
At least mine was about you. I had no clue who that was.
Wait, I don't. Set?
No. I don't know why I keep closing this. I don't know.
He knew before because he's your last person left.
Is it who does this remind you of?
Yeah. All the music ones are. Tommy, you were first. What is the answer? Josh, Sparky, and Sparky. The answer is Sparky.
Oh, what the heck?
You're an idiot.
He did a mall run to that song, if you guys don't know. A woman. All right, last.
Oh, my God. We're done with this computer. I heard country, so I was like.
Yeah, that's hilarious how fast you put that down.
Yeah.
What are one of two? Name a reality show.
What?
Let me try this again. I don't like how I wrote it. I watch reality TV, but only two shows. Name one of those two shows.
I have no idea. Oh. I'm not getting anything on this one.
I'm going to write something down before my dog keeps farting. Tommy, you were first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da.
I got no idea.
All right, Tommy, show me what you got.
Welcome to Wrexham.
Ooh, that is correct, but it's not what I was thinking. But yeah, you are right. That's right. Jersey Shore is correct, and tell me you got Duck Dynasty written down. No. Oh, man.
But did you write that down?
No, but he is absolutely right. I do watch that show. I forgot about that one. And that is it for my toss-up and friends trivia. Hope you guys liked it. Little mix-up there. Plus, I run and use the whiteboards because I bought new markers.
That was fun. I realized that my friends don't know me. If you don't,
they don't know about what song makes you run through the mall or what you do with your dad besides breastfeeding. What do you do?
I was joking. I didn't really write that.
No, we all saw what you wrote. Did you guys color it up with Sparky took care of you?
Yep.
All right, we ready for top 10?
Top 10.
108.
11. I just added one more.
Wow.
We're pretty close.
It's 14, 13, 13.
Oh, I'm winning.
Oh. All right, this one's from my dog, Riggs.
So wait, we don't need this one, right?
No, not the top 10. Who's got 13?
We both do.
You guys want to rock
birthday boy. 14. Give it to the birthday boy.
Toss it. One of the most. No, with the less? Most.
Most.
It is usually, most. Yeah, you are correct. It's been a while since I've hosted. It's been a whole year.
And then you usually give the board to the least, right?
That's what it is. These are top movies with dogs as the co-star. Dogs are the co-star. I'm looking for the name of the movie.
Can I get my board back?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And if you guys need help at the end, I'll give you whoever voices.
What is it? Dog. Is it like your opinion? Is it like
I went to IMBD and I kind of picked and choose basically off that. But we're going with dog movies, basically, is all I can tell you at this point. There's 11 of them on here, and we're starting with Ryan James. What you got, buddy?
Turner and Hooch, buddy.
Turner and Hooch, number one answer. Woo! 11 chips.
I'm glad
you
said that, because Starsky and Hooch is not a dog.
Oh my God!
He's literally erasing stars.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Let me color this so I know his answer.
Are sequels on here?
No. If it has a sequel, it's just one and done type thing. Thomas J.
What?
Does it work this?
Yeah, it goes left.
You're going counterclockwise.
I'm going clockwise.
Sorry. All right, my answer is
okay.
Oh, all right.
I'm like, am I an idiot?
You're right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
Tommy.
Earbud.
Earbud number 5.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Now, here's my question about Earbud. For an extra chip, actually pick up your buzzers. First off, it's number 5, so
how many
chips.
Earbuds are there?
How many Earbuds are there? Number 4.
Me, 6.
6 is correct!
Jesus Christ.
Did you
know that off the top of your head?
He got lucky.
Did he really know?
6.
He's like, that's how many dogs he wanted. over to Sparkalicious.
Did he get a bonus trip for that?
I forgot your bonus trip. I apologize.
I'm going to go with Bingo.
Bingo was his name-o. Was there a movie?
Fuck yeah, there was.
I did not see it. It didn't come up on my list, but I will give you a strike.
Are you kidding me? Beethoven.
Beethoven, number 6 on the list.
There's no way
bonus chip
is spelled anywhere near.
Ooh, how many? Thomas?
5.
Incorrect. What did I say? 6 chips? Who is it?
No one.
Oh, Ryan.
6.
6 is correct.
Was it Earbud number 5? How do you get 6 chips?
I had them both. 7 chips. 6 parts. Sorry.
Okay.
You got me. You got me, Thomas J. All right, over to... Why is that like that? Back to Thomas.
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me, number 4 for 8 chips.
I didn't cry twice in that movie.
Bonus question, are you ready? What kind of dog is Marley?
Yellow Lab.
Yellow Lab is correct. One for you.
To say yellow?
Yellow Labrador Retriever is what I got right here. What did I got to give you?
So it's not a black lab. Okay. Found a chocolate lab.
Chocolate lamb.
Why did you just hold out like a mass of chips?
I grabbed one too many, but he kind of picked and we trick-or-treated him. He picked what he wanted. Sparkles, give me a dog movie. Canine. Not a dog. Canine, thank you.
By the way, Bingo was a fucking great movie.
We'll look that up later. Bingo, I'm sorry, Canine is number 7 on the list, which is worth 5 chips. Bonus question.
Canine, what was that?
How many parts?
2.
2 incorrect. 5 chips.
You say incorrect or
I said incorrect.
What?
God
damn. They came out with a third one?
Tommy.
3.
That is correct.
Yes. When did they come out with a third one?
It was straight to video.
What's Canine?
Canine. Like Jim Belushi.
Yeah, Jim Belushi, and he gets the dog nobody wants.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, and it's hilarious.
It's a good one.
I love that
one. Back over to you.
And then there was Canine 1-1.
I did not do animated. Sorry. Not animated movies. I thought about
you
it.
You could have let him, like, answer and get the fucking strike first.
What was your answer going to be? Is it All Dogs Go to Heaven?
No, I didn't think about that. That would have been a better one. I was thinking Fox and the Hound.
I'm a hound dog. He's going to no-look from LeBron.
I'm going to say...
we're missing 2, 3, 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs did not make the list because...
it's got Cuba!
I know, there's no real talking in it, but now I'm looking at the list. 3 of these last 6 don't have talking in it. Don't know why I didn't make it. Maybe because I never saw it, but here's a strike for
you. Fair enough.
Thomas J., Cujo. Birthday boy. Cujo! I should have put it, but did not make the list.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry. Maybe it's because he's evil.
This better make the fucking list.
The other one's
tell me now.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, number 11.
What?
11.
What? 11?
Because I forgot about
it. It's got Michael J. Fox. That seriously.
The bonus question was, who's the voice?
Oh, man.
The buzzer
Michael
is?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Yes. I would have known that, by the way. You didn't give it to me.
I didn't think you guys would get that one. I threw it at number 11.
What?
Just to throw it out.
I love that movie.
Back to you, Ryan. One strike, Ryan. What you got? Everyone's got one strike.
I probably got a second strike is what I got. But I'm going to go with 101 Dalmatians, the non-animal.
Either way, it's a strike. Thomas, what you got? Sorry about the Cujo.
He's not over it.
He's not.
No, I'm not over it.
The one horror dog I could put in there.
I know. I had Man's Best Friend on there, too. I'm like, Cujo's not on there. That one's not on there.
You are correct.
Let's throw down and put There's Something About Mary.
Incorrect.
Look at the little dog.
That dog. He's right. Okay. Just not right enough for my list.
There's every movie has Sparkalicious.
Dog. That dog did something to him, and he reminded him. When I said dog, that one came up.
Oh, man. You said three of them don't talk?
Correct. Yes, correct.
I'm going to go Little Rascals.
Incorrect. All right, Ryan.
Clue.
2, 3, 8, 9, 10.
2?
I don't know how to give a clue without 3? Giving it away.
8?
All right. For the clues, I'll give you the year it came out and what the dog is in the movie. Okay. I can't give you who voices it because that'd be too easy. So, do you want 2, 3, 8, 9, or 10?
I'll go 2.
2. Came out in 2023. It's a Border Terrier. 2023 Border Terrier.
Is it just called dog?
That is not the clue. Yes, that's an answer for number 3.
Ah.
But not the one, not number 2.
Dang.
You get 9 points for that.
Wow, it must be nice to get lucky.
What? In the movie Dog, what kind of dog is it? Who is that? Who's calling me?
That was weird.
A German Shepherd.
German Shepherd is correct.
Did you just give me 50 chips or something? What is this?
Those are your strikes, buddy. Oh. Tommy, it's tip time.
Yeah.
You heard his, so that's number 2.
What's the next one down the list?
Number 3 was just answered with dog.
Okay.
So we're jumping all the way down to number 8, 9, or 10. I didn't write the dog for number 8.
Okay, so 9.
9. It came out in 3 different times in remakes, in 43, 94, and 2005. And the dog is a rough collie.
43, 94, and 2005?
That is correct. For 3 chips, do you know this dog?
Lassie.
That is correct.
Damn it, right. I knew it too.
Two strikes, Spark.
Well, you don't have a hint for number eight, right?
Not at this.
Considering that's all that's left?
I'll give you the hint for it if you want. There's two parts of it, and the voice of the dog is Josh Gad. I don't know what the second part's called. I didn't have it written down for some reason. Josh
Gad? When did he do a dog?
Josh Gad.
Five, four, three.
I'm gonna go Scooby.
Scooby, Scooby Doo. Where? No, you struck out.
Points for you. Guess
Ryan, you got any more guesses? There's one. I'm not saying anything. There's three answers left.
Oh man, what does Josh Gad play as a dog? Old Yeller. I'm going to say.
Incorrect.
I have that on here.
Old Yeller wasn't an answer?
Did not make it.
I can't remember the name of the movie that had Chuck Norris and the dog. So
what was that? It's not on my list, but I do.
I can't remember. So I'm going to go Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin is incorrect. All right, last three here. Hands on your buzzers. Let's answer these out. Number 11 was Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey with Michael J. Fox. Number 10, another border. It's a border terrier, just like number two is. And it came out in 74, and the remake was 2018. It's a little dog, which you probably thought was Bingo, but really it's... Starts with a B. Three, two, Benji. Tell me.
No, you already said it.
Benji. I wasn't
going to say it.
Number nine is Lassie. Number eight, Josh Gad. The first part... was a dog's purpose. The second part was a dog's...
Is it pets?
No. A dog's journey. Dennis Quaid. Josh
Wait, Gad. The dog's purpose one where he keeps getting like reincarnated?
I don't think that's what happens in that one.
No.
Was that the source code version of dogs?
No.
Dog code.
Maybe it is. I saw a dog's journey in the theater. That's
I saw dog's purpose, and that's what I think it is.
I see you, because there's one type of movie you see, reincarnation movies.
Number seven was K-9, number six was Beethoven, number five was Air Bud, number four was Marlon and Me, number three was Dog, number two came out in 2023, it had a border terrier, voices were Josh Gad, Will Ferrell, and Jamie Foxx. Number five,
Strays.
Ryan. Strays.
That's number two, come on, Josh.
I like that movie. That. No way.
Oh, this was a Josh-ranked list?
Okay. Which... movie was better than Strays?
Cujo.
Homeward Bound.
K-9? Sure.
Cujo.
You know what? K-9. You guys go ahead and count those chips, and Sparky's going to tell us... Ryan's going to tell us a little story.
Ryan.
A man named Brady.
It's not Ryan today. I'm opening up, rubbing the lamp.
Stream Genie!
Yes, I am here to help you with all your watching needs.
Is that the intro song right there? That was fantastic. Did you guys work on that? Bingo. Oh, I remember that one. I remember the kid.
Today, I want to start with something that is not even a movie.
Didn't make the list.
It is a preview because my buddy and all his laptops and his house and everything else is decorated. He's even got red lights outside. He loves Deadpool. I wanted to ask you what you thought about the new Deadpool 3 trailer.
I like it mainly because... they didn't really show Wolverine at all. I know it's going to be a big part of it. So, well, at least I hope it's a big part of it. But they didn't show him at all. But I'm very excited about it.
They show him in the end in shadow.
I thought I saw a brief bit of yellow there. But there's supposed to be another preview. And I went online to look for it. I couldn't find it, though.
Right. Yeah, to me, it looks really good. I'm super excited about it.
Hey, beer guy.
Hey, Al's here. What's up, buddy? So super excited about Deadpool 3.
Yeah, super excited about Deadpool 3. I asked Zoe this morning or last night, like, hey, when are you going to feel like you're old enough to watch Deadpool with me? You know, to kind of share that experience with her.
Even though the Fred Savage version.
Yeah, that's the thing too. But she's like, oh, probably never. Like, what? What kind of answer is that? All right.
When are you disowning her?
Yeah.
Well, like, you're not watching horror movies with me? You won't watch Deadpool? Whose kid are you?
That's funny because I dragged my daughter, who's about the same age as Zoe, to see Madam Web yesterday in between an appointment that we had, and then we had a thing for her theater. So yeah, we saw Madame Web, and we saw it when I went in, no idea, but the showtime that we, the only one we could see was the 4D version.
We did the 4DX.
Yeah, okay. And if you remember, I've been there once before. I saw Zombieland 2 there, and it was absolutely terrible. And
did you double tap it, though?
Yeah, I may have saw a worse movie because Madame Web is absolute trash. So the genie's here just to tell you, save your money, wait till you can see it on some Disney free Plus. Site.
Is it trash just because it's 4D? Or
no,
I've
no.
heard bad reviews.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just really bad. All the, I mean, the three younger girls, they did a great job. Obviously, that's Sydney Sweeney. I talk about how awesome she is. But Dakota Johnson was great, and it had, what's his face in it? Oh my God!
Ryan Reynolds,
no,
that guy,
Ryan Gosling,
the older Chips. Brother and stepbrothers, oh. Adam Scott,
Will Ferrell,
yes,
Will Ferrell,
Adam Scott, and I don't even want to give away who he plays. It's not a giveaway. They say it in the first 2 seconds of the movie, but I was like, oh, this is amazing! Like it's fantastic. But then it goes nowhere. The movie really goes nowhere. It's just kind of dumb.
Well, Adam Scott was probably thinking more about Krampus at that time. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna say because it's not a giveaway. He plays Ben Parker. So I thought that was kind of cool. Uncle Ben. Rest of the movie, not
wait,
cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it part of MCU?
He's over there making hockey bets.
Madame Web is like,
getting my shield
is like really connected to Spider-Man. So like, I don't know if you guys were reading that. Austin was just railing one.
It kind of makes sense now.
So I have Web?
Yeah. Spider-Man?
Yeah, you should watch
it. Oh, I knew it was a spider, like,
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Zero idea.
Oh, no, it's a superhero movie. But here's the problem with it, okay? So it's obviously, because he's playing a young Ben Parker, it's back in the day. It's like 2003.
Oh.
Or 1993. No, I think 2003. So if there was already three Spider-Girls... And if there was already this bad guy who looks exactly like Spider-Man, why would Spider-Man even be a big deal? You know what I mean? There'd be like, New York would be like, oh, it's just another one of these guys. So it's just kind of weird. But anyway, let's move on. I got two more things I want to talk about.
Wait till it goes to Plex.
Yes, exactly. This I actually watched on Plex. Is the next thing is Iron Claw. So Iron Claw is the wrestling movie about the Von Erich brothers. I don't know if any of you guys know who that is. But this movie has got Zac Efron in it. It's got Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they the Bushwhackers?
No. It's a group of brothers that wrestled from their dad. This is the saddest movie you will ever see.
Okay.
It's a true story. And at first I rated it a 9, right? I was super happy about it. But then I went and looked at the real true story. And, like, they left out a whole brother. Like, the whole thing is that, like, this family tragedy, like... suicides, everything. Like, it's terrible. But it's such a good movie. And I've never seen an actor as big as Zac Efron is in this movie. He looks like Lou Ferrigno. And like, he's got the same haircut. He walks in the doorway. He can barely fit in. The dude's 5'8". I don't know how they did that. But he is small absolute giant.
Small doors,
right.
So it's like leaving out the Wahlberg that makes burgers.
Yes, yes, exactly. But they left out a whole brother. So I'm like, well, that's really bad. But
if Rick and I highly recommend this movie. We'd
leave Jeremy on. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we'd definitely leave out Patrick.
Wow. All right. Does Patrick listen to this?
And then probably. The final thing I want to talk about is Self-Reliance.
Zac Efron movie. What? You see that one? Is it supposed to be on Prime?
Oh, the Greatest Beer Run, are you talking about?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay. That one's really good, too. That's on Apple if you want to watch that.
I've seen it.
Self-Reliance is a Jake Johnson movie, and it's basically he gets pulled in by a real-life Andy Samberg. So Andy Samberg's playing himself in the movie, which Jake Johnson's character is so blown away the whole time in the limousine ride. And he's like, you sure you want to go through with this deal? And he's like, yeah. He's like, really? Why? And then he bring him in, and they basically tell him he's got $1 million if he can make it 30 days without being killed. But
I want to see that.
Yeah, but the thing is, as long as he's with someone else, they can't kill him. So he's with Anna Kendrick. It's called Self-Reliance.
Yes.
And it's good. It's a really good movie. I highly recommend it.
You already saw it?
Hulu.
Yeah, it's straight to Hulu. But yeah, these are good movies. There's also a lot of really good documentaries I'm not going to bore you guys with now, but check them out. And then, as I told you guys, I haven't told listeners yet, I finally got to see Anyone But You. Big fan. I really like both of those guys. Yeah. And I'm super excited. I don't know if you saw that guy, Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the main character in Twisters.
Yes.
Which is Twister Part 2 coming out. And it looks like he's like, I would say a generic Matthew McConaughey, but he's more like a bigger Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Dude's huge. So at any rate, thanks for listening. I'm going back in the bottle unless you guys have anything you want to add.
Like I said, it's coming out in Prime. It's called Ricky Stenicki, and it's got John Cena and Zac Efron, and that the redheaded comic guy. You ever seen him from Little Dick movie? Little Dicky.
Show? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dave.
Yes,
he's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
He's a big podcaster.
I was just gonna say, now that you mentioned Twisters, that I have made my decision. That is the movie we will go see together.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That Josh will be...
We should make Josh get us 4D for that one. That would be kind of cool.
Let's do it up, guys.
You're in a roller coaster. an hour and 45 minutes. Like,
we should go see it in Vegas
really
at the Dome.
At the Dome?
Or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be
cool.
That
circle
sphere? Yeah,
unfortunately, you'll never be allowed in Vegas.
I know, right?
All right, maybe we'll just go to an IMAX.
Wait, are they bringing Bill Paxton back as a Twister?
Wow. All right. Wow. Moving on. Thank you for those kind words. Check out the shows. Check out the movies. Ryan's on top of it. We're moving on to...
Man
Jeopardy!
I put the other computer away.
We brought Jefferson Airplane in for that one.
Nice. All right, all right, all right. Three categories.
What the fuck's going on over here?
Welcome to the show, Alex.
Three categories. First category with... Five questions is
all sports of them five?
Trivia. Sports trivia.
And you'll go for Sparky's one. Wait, what?
Not all of them have five?
Correct.
Okay.
The second category with six questions, superheroes' real names. I don't know why this one's on there. And the third one is quotes, and it has five questions as well. Quotes.
Cooters.
So it was just an extra superhero you really had to get in.
Yeah.
Like, nope, not passing on this one.
And I'll do the do the Tommy question.
Yeah.
Is there a daily double?
I'm trying to figure out where I wanted to put it.
Soups for four.
How about sports for five?
Yeah. Sports for five?
Heroes for one.
Because that's going to be my first. Because I'm low, man.
What do you got?
21.
What do you got? 28?
Yeah.
And I got 52?
He has 33.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
I thought both 33. You were good at math.
He has 33.
Wow.
What did we do that you jumped up so much?
You convinced me that.
Yeah.
Top 10? I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got one and three.
Dog movies?
Yeah.
All right, the board is yours, Sparkalicious.
All right, sports for five.
Sports for five.
Yeah.
His real name is Slade Wilson. What is his superhero name?
Wait, he said sports.
Wait, he said sports.
Sports!
Oh.
Sports for five!
Can I
guess on that one?
No, you have to call on that later. All right, name...
I'm like, what? Who the fuck is...
Name hockey teams that don't end in S. Sparkles.
We got Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yep.
We got the Colorado Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Minnesota Wild.
Yep.
When does he win?
And how many do I got to name? All of them?
Name the four teams. Sorry.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Answer it.
God, who's the fourth one?
Could you repeat the three you named in case you don't get them? bullshit.
Anyone know the four teams in the NHL that do not end in S? I'm going to throw it over to the guy who used to watch hockey but doesn't anymore.
I don't know what teams were named.
Right. All right. You can name just
Lightning.
The four. Lightning.
Is there a Thunder?
Tell me.
Lightning, Avalanche, Wild, and Kraken.
Kraken!
Oh, the new
missing
team.
The Kraken.
The new one.
Yeah.
The new one. Always forget the new one.
Yep.
The board is yours, Thomas.
So it doesn't throw us off. Heroes for five. Whatever the Slade Wilson number one was.
Slade Wilson's superhero name? Ryan.
I think it's Deadshot.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
It is from the DC universe, though. Anyone else got a guess? That's where they stole Deadpool from.
Ah, shoot.
Number four. Tell me, Thomas.
I see you said that. I blinked. Nightcrawler.
Incorrect.
Can I get points if I tell you who played him in a movie?
Who was it at the end of the movie?
Oh, no. It's, wasn't it Will Smith in the first?
No, it's not. It's not that guy.
Oh.
He was at the end of, okay. Lex Luthor met him on a boat. At the very last scene. Yeah.
Superman.
Deathstroke. I was looking for Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. Deathstroke. I knew that.
The board is going to be Ryan's.
Hey, we'll do quotes for a one.
Quotes for one. Way to go in order. Who said? So these are going to go back to finish the quote or who said. I went a little back and forth on this. And I tested my dad and Kim because I did this in Florida. And they had a tough time with the who said it. They're pretty good at finishing, I think. We'll figure it out with you guys. Ready? Who said you miss 100% of the shots? You never. Number four, Tommy.
Kobe Bryant.
Ooh, it's incorrect. I thought the same thing. Any other answer? Oh, you gotta wait, sir.
That was 100% my guess, so I don't know now.
Phil Jackson.
Incorrect.
Michael Jordan.
Tommy.
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky is correct.
Nice. We'll play for Alex.
I really thought it was Kobe. That's why I chose that one. Oh. I looked it up like, oh, it is Wayne. All right, back to you, Sparks. What would you
We'll go sports for one.
Sports for one?
We've had a hockey answer in two different categories.
Get amped up.
There's too much hockey here.
There's a lot of soccer coming.
Oh, boy.
Name.
Just been watching Ted Lasso a
lot. Wait, I said sports for one.
Name baseball teams that don't end in S. Tell me.
White Sox, Red Sox.
That is correct. That's why it's one.
You're waiting on that one.
Sports for two.
Sports for two. Fingers on the buzzers. How many players on the field for one team at a time in soccer? Number one.
11.
Is correct. For 2 points. Sparkles, your board, your category.
Ooh, his.
Let's go sports for three.
Sports for three. Name the four teams in basketball that don't end in S. Tell me.
That is the Heat, the Magic, the Thunder. Don't start counting yet. And the Jazz.
That is correct. Three for you. This guy's just rocking the sports.
We'll just
finish it or move it off?
Finish it off.
Hands on buzzers. How many outs in an inning? Yep. Sparky.
Six.
That is correct. These are the questions I used. Remember when I asked for trigger questions, sports trigger questions for kids?
Yeah.
These are the ones I used.
Oh, nice.
That else one gets them every time. Your board, Sparkles.
Quotes for two.
Quotes for two. Finish the quote. When the going gets tough, Sparky.
The tough get going.
Where do they go, bro?
Oh, finish home? The quote. Shoot.
Finish the quote.
I was thinking, didn't Mr. T say that?
Let's go quotes for three.
Quotes for three.
Oh, Jesus.
Daily double. How much are you willing to wager?
Well, that means one of us is not going to be called any names referring to the women's body parts today.
You're such a vagina.
All of it.
Which
a tough one, buddy.
Author said,
oh, fuck.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Bye bye, chips.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Stephen King.
That is correct!
Oh shit!
What did you
33.
Oh.
I swear that's who I was going to guess because I'm like, he wouldn't put any other author in there.
Is it that or Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
It didn't rhyme. Could have been him. Still your boy, Sparkles.
All right, quotes for four.
Finish the quote by my friend Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't. Number four, Tommy.
Buy a Ford.
No. Whether you think you can or you think you can't.
Be a racist like Henry Ford was?
No. Moving on. It sparkles.
Just do it.
There you go. Ryan, real answer?
Nike.
Try.
You're right.
Hey!
No. Oh. The answer is you're right. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Okay, that's a good quote. I like that.
All right.
All right, somebody else can play.
Tommy. Pick a category. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 in heroes and number 5 in quotes.
I don't have a point.
Let's do heroes for 1.
Heroes for 1. Name this superhero, Wade Wilson. Number 4.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Tell me.
Ryan Reynolds.
That is correct as well.
Let's do heroes for 6.
Heroes for 6. Name this superhero, Benjamin Grimm. Tell me.
The Thing.
The Thing is correct. From
Fantastic Four.
That is fantastic. Fantastic Four. You're bored, James.
We just cast that. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. I did.
It's Pat.
I did, yeah.
The guy from, what's that?
Is another Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, they're trying it again.
Really?
How many times are they here? When you posh turd, still
five.
Turd.
Quotes for 5 to finish the category. Name the player who said this. What player said, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game? Thomas.
Adam Dunn.
Incorrect.
The guy who struck out the most.
Was it Kyle Schwarber?
Starkey.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct. Should I just go down the line? 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Number 2 for superheroes. I'll wait for it to clear. Who, what, name the superhero, Matt Murdock. Number 5, Ryan.
Daredevil.
Daredevil is correct for 2.
I would have been wrong.
Oh.
Story of your life, Pat. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
You're just bust in and Josh gave him the 10 seconds. And
he was name this superhero, Arthur Curry. Thomas.
Aquaman.
Aquaman is correct. And to finish, Man Jeopardy. Name the superhero whose real name is Hal Jordan. Ryan!
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern is correct.
Hal.
Hal. We're going to do a chip count and maybe go to a commercial.
Yeah, it's Google for commercial. Then we'll hear our sponsor of the day. All right, and today's non-sponsor of the day is Panera Bread, where librarians from other towns wait out traffic.
So where are we going?
Yeah, let's do that real quick. All right, thanks for our non-sponsor, Thomas. We're going to throw it to Sparky real quick for a few words, and then we'll jump back into some chips. Before we do that, we will do a chip count. I know you guys counted them. I wasn't paying attention. Good for me. But Ryan, you have?
64.
Tommy, you have?
Last.
What? 48.
48?
43.
Sparky has?
71.
43.
71. So you took first? First, second, yeah. Third? Okay. Tell us some, Sparks.
All right. So I'm going to be a little bringing us down with reality. Uh-oh. So I know, I think I've mentioned a few times that I've had some issues that I got to deal with medically. I don't know if I really brought it out on this. But I have at least one surgery already scheduled, which is the easy one. And that is getting my wisdom teeth out. In about 4 weeks. I was told when I was younger I would never have to deal with it. Now, apparently I do because my teeth are rotten. So, that's fun. You still have to take care of them, even though they're there.
What kind of dentist tells you you're never going to have to worry about wisdom teeth? That's oh, you're not going to break any bones. So
you don't ever have to worry about this again.
I think what he meant was, since they came in nicely and they fit in. So, the reason you get wisdom teeth out is because they push up and realign your teeth because they're not in the right spot. Mine fit in my jawline and didn't fuck up the rest of the teeth. So I think that's what he meant by that, but I still have cavities and whatnot. Well, one of my wisdom teeth is a complete, hollowed out. That's how bad I have given a cavity in it. He's like, all right, you just need to remove your wisdom teeth.
All of them?
I'm only removing the two on my left because the one on the bottom is almost completely gone. And the one on top, you don't want to have a tooth on top without a tooth on the bottom for it to hit. It'll mess your jaw up. So I said, all right.
Weird question real quick. Sorry. 32 teeth. Does that include wisdom teeth or not?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I have no idea if I have wisdom.
Yes, because this is number 16 and number 17.
We can tell you don't have any wisdom.
Gotcha. This chair is just
cool. So that's surgery number one that I got to deal with. Last week, Tuesday, I went into the doctor to schedule a surgery for my hernia that I've had for years because I've been feeling some abdominal pain. And my regular doctor was like, yeah, it's probably just your hernia, whatever, finally starting to bother you. And they said, well, let's just go take care of it. So scheduled me for a surgeon, went to the surgeon to get, to set up the appointment and whatnot. Well, multiple things happened at that appointment that I was not ready for. So first thing is I walk into the office, get in, checked in, go all the way back. They take my blood pressure. My blood pressure comes back at 193 over 130.
Oh, shit.
Yes. That's so.
What the heck? Did you just visit Mars or something?
I don't know if it's a combination of A, I'm unhealthy, and B, I was nervous about the surgery. Because I am, yes. I'm very nervous about the surgery. I don't know who wouldn't be, but I'm nervous about that. I know there's a stress level when it comes to work and everything like that, and finances and life in general. So that happened. She took my blood pressure two other times and it didn't go down. So there's like, they're like, we cannot put you on the table with this blood pressure. So we're going to send you to the hospital because this is an emergency level. And so before I left there, they were talking to me about the surgery. And what will happen and when I do it. And the doctor was asking me, well, why, if you've had the hernia for so many years, why are you bringing this up now? I told him, I said, I've been having an abdominal pain. He goes, well, explain to me what's been happening. I showed him, I'm like, I'm feeling some discomfort here, discomfort here, discomfort here. And it's really inconsistent. It's not at the same time. It's not just when I do this or when I do that, it just happens. And he goes, all right, well, here, let me feel around, and he felt kind of like below my lower right side of my rib cage, my lower right boob, and pressed, and I said, ow. And he goes, okay, I think I know what's going on, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to send you this HIDA scan and an ultrasound. He thinks something's wrong with my gallbladder. So might also be getting my gallbladder removed as well because of this as well. So
for some reason, I think like the most toxic place on earth would be Sparky's gallbladder.
Like, I had 22 jokes I wanted to make. I held off on all of them until we see how serious this is going to get. And you just come and
let Maniac get his oldest friend.
Well, you're gonna have to wait to find out how serious it is because I don't know yet. Obviously the scariest thing about all of this right now is my blood pressure. So I went to the doctor. Oh, I was on my way to the hospital. My primary doctor calls me and says, don't worry about going to the hospital. Just come in here. We'll take a look at you right now. Just drive straight here. Okay. Fastest I've ever gotten a doctor's appointment. Holy shit. It was a miracle. They didn't like that joke. So went in there, started seeing her. By the time I'd gotten to that doctor, my blood pressure was down to, I think it was 170 over like 98. So still high, still very high. And whatnot, but better than what it was. So she put me on blood pressure medication. This is all last Tuesday, so we're a week later now. Put me on a new blood pressure medication. And then on top of that, I had gone and seen her a month before that and talked to her about the cough that I've been dealing with or whatever, lingering cough and whatnot. And I asked her, I said, so I was supposed to come back to you in a month and whatnot for my follow-up. I still have this cough going on. And she goes, oh, that's still happening? And I go, yeah. And so they diagnosed me with asthma. So
what's your
for it's right here.
Wait, really?
Oh, man. Can I take a quick drag? I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Jeez. So yeah, 40 sucks, Tom. So welcome to the party.
He got here a month before you did, 6 weeks.
And
he
basically
got an ultrasound, and I can't even make fun of you.
Yeah, so the HIDA scan is what I'm worried about. I have to be able to lay down on my back on a table for 2.5 hours.
What?
Still.
Did you get your phone?
Still. Can't
like
move.
The worst challenge it off the board.
Yeah. Can't move. For
be
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
When have you guys ever seen me sit still for 2.5 hours?
I don't think any of
like, I mean, I'm talking
and
I'm moving.
Two and a half minutes.
I went and got, so before this, for my hernia, they did a CAT scan of my insides, mm-hmm. and they put that shit in the IV or whatever, yep. the dye or whatever. I had to lay down here like this for 5 minutes, yeah. and it struggled. Okay. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do for 2.5 hours. Like,
please, Ryan, please don't move. I don't want to be here anymore.
Dude, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be like, guys, I'm going to just tell you guys right now, get the fucking straps.
Yeah.
And you put them down, you strap me down as tight as you can, yeah. because I'm going to move. But yeah, I just wanted to it kind of get this off my chest, because you guys are like my family. So I wanted to, A, let you guys know where I'm at in life and medically, and B, just, I figured you guys would take it with some love and be there for me.
Yeah, it's tough. For me, I think when I hit 37, I felt a decline in my body. And, you know, I what was called, what we called to be a ganglion cyst that just had to continue bursting in my foot till it burst and evaporated. And then just regular foot pain. I know Ryan and I have, the bottoms of our feet have hurt for a decade now. And we're, you know, 44 and 45. So as you continue to get older, this self-care is real. I ice my knees every night now. I massage my feet in a massage upstairs every night. It's just going to come down to how much can you take care of your body. You got to change the way you eat. I'm having a tough time losing weight and getting back to where I was 4 months ago. So it's, you're on another level, obviously, but it's just your body changes and you got to change with it, or otherwise you're going to decline. And I'm sorry to hear that you're going through all that, man. It's tough.
Appreciate it. Sucks bad. Yep. So, welcome to the party, Tom.
You know, when you said I was, when you got into this, I was like, oh no, I was like dreading it. And then you started with wisdom teeth, and I'm like, oh, this fucking guy. and then it just kept ramping up, and I'm like,
now my gallbladder's coming out. Now they want me to do this. Like, Jesus. Well, so, good luck.
Yeah, part of the ultrasound, they're also looking at my liver and my pancreas as well.
Oh, my liver.
So,
did you?
I might be losing multiple organs. Does that kind of losing weight?
Yeah.
If they come out, do I lose weight?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
So,
you know, if you lose your skin, that's the heaviest.
Well, did you, when you went to the doctor's office, did you tell him you downloaded the Countdown app?
Did you tell him about it? Well, I got this app. Now, if I keep watching ads, I can live longer.
I feel
like it's killing me inside, though.
What was that app called? Because I don't even think I have it anymore.
Countdown.
The Countdown app?
I got to say, I'm really glad I'm not Josh. I have to follow that up. Bringing us back.
bringing us back to the games.
Hey, I did warn you that I was going to be a Debbie Downer. I apologize.
All good. We're going to move on. We're playing the ladder. This is the first time I'm running the ladder. And what I realized is I'm going to have you... Right when I flip the card and Tommy chooses where he wants it, tell me how many touchdowns he has. We'll go from there away. I don't think it matters if you guys know right away or not. I don't think.
Or why don't you do it wait till it's right, and then whoever gets it right. Okay.
Yeah. Once it's in its place, tell me. Like, I'm not going to even ask for Bryce Young's. We'll do that as a bonus at the end. But Tommy, your card So I've got Bryce Young flipped. And the question is... I realize I said this off air. How many touchdowns each starting NFL quarterback as of December 1st, so some of these guys weren't starters at the end of the year, had in their senior year of high school. So I'm taking it back to the senior year when these guys played. The first one up there is Bryce Young. Question to you.
Does it count if I know who they took the prom?
Yes. Did Tommy DeVito... throw more touchdowns than Bryce Young or less?
Is that Arnold's brother?
Yep, twins.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
I'm going to go with less.
Less. So we're going under, which is correct. On your guess, how many touchdowns did he throw his senior year of high school?
Well, considering U of I draft recruited him, it's probably in the top, probably within 10. So I'm going to go with...
he was a transfer dick. He went to a better school than Cave, Illinois.
How many threw, right?
Yeah.
42.
We'll go within 5.
42.
Incorrect. No. But you get one chip for that. Over to you, Sparkalicious. We've got Bryce Young and Tommy DeVito. I'm asking you, where does Kyler Murray fall on this list? Above Bryce Young, between Bryce Young and Tommy DeVito, or under Tommy DeVito? Kyler Murray.
I'm going to go between Bryce Rung, Bryce Young, and Tommy DeVito.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you put that one.
I will say above Bryce Young.
Above Bryce Young is correct. For two chips.
One.
One, because
it was one. The second, yeah.
The second guess.
No. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, how many did he throw?
I will say 43.
Incorrect. I will not tell you the answer, though.
Cool. I like that. Who's next?
Who's next? We got Kyler Murray. We got Bryce Young. We got Tommy DeVito. Ryan, your card is Jake Browning. Where does he fall on this list?
I'll say above DeVito, below Young.
Incorrect. For two chips, Tommy, where does Jake Browning fall?
Above Kyler Murray.
Above Kyler Murray is correct. Really? For two chips. Make it rain. We have Jake Browning, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, Tommy DeVito.
Does he get the guess?
Oh, yeah. How many touchdowns did he throw?
62.
Incorrect.
62? That's six a game.
He was under, just so you know.
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Holy shit.
Your card is Desmond Ridder, Thomas. Where does Desmond fall for four cards? 4 points. Chips.
Well, you kind of ruined it. I'll put Desmond Ridder between Bryce Young and Tommy DeVito.
That is correct. How many did he throw?
52.
Incorrect. You do get four chips, though. For five chips, Spartalicious, your card, we have Jake Browning, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, Desmond Ridder, Tommy DeVito. Where does Matthew Stafford fall?
Between Kyler Murray and Jake Browning.
Between Kyler Murray and Jake Browning is incorrect. For four chips, Ryan, where does he fall?
Guess where you made that hole? Kyler Murray to Bryce Young.
Incorrect. Sorry, I was just trying to move it up.
No, here, yeah, no.
That's incorrect. For three chips, where does Matthew Stafford fall?
Stafford is between Desmond Ridder and Tommy DeVito.
Incorrect. Back to Sparky for two chips.
All right, between Bryce Young and Desmond Ridder.
Bryce Young and Desmond Ridder. It feels like it's right. That is correct. For two chips. And it was...
Well, you got your guy.
39.
39. Ooh, incorrect.
Tell me the number, I'll let you know.
It was really close. We've got Jake Browning, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, Matthew Stafford, Desmond Ridder, Tommy DeVito, and next up,
six.
Kenny Pickett. Where does Kenny Pickett fall?
Dead last.
Dead last is incorrect.
Oh, I would.
I still
for
feel good.
For five chips.
I would have definitely.
For five chips, where does Kenny
Pickett
fall?
The Pickens. It's between Bryce Young and Matt Stafford.
Incorrect. For four chips, Sparkles, where does he fall?
Between Matt Stafford and Desmond Ridder.
Incorrect. Back to Ryan for three.
Above Bryce Young, below Murray.
Incorrect. To Tommy for two.
Between Desmond Ridder and Tommy DeVito.
That is correct.
I can't believe you jumped all the way up here.
I know.
With that one still there.
I'm dead last.
I just figured one of you guys said this one.
And how many did Kenny throw?
41.
Incorrect. Is it back to you?
Yeah.
All right, we've got Jake Browning. We've got...
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, Matthew Stafford, Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett, and Tommy DeVito. We're going with my comeback player of the year, Baker Mayfield.
I thought where you were going with Aaron Jones. Jones.
Baker!
Where does Baker fall?
Baker is... between Stafford and Desmond Ridder.
Incorrect. For six, Tommy, what you got? I'm sorry. Sparky, what you got?
Between Kyler Murray and Bryce Young.
Incorrect. For five, Ryan.
I'll say between Browning and Murray.
Incorrect. For four, Thomas.
Between Bryce Young and Matthew Stafford.
Incorrect. For three, Sparkles.
Between Kenny Pickett and Tommy DeVito.
Incorrect. For two, Ryan.
Between Pickett and Ridder?
That is correct. All right, we're getting down to the last two cards.
38 touchdowns?
I keep forgetting about that part. 38, who are we at?
Kenny Pickett.
Pickett.
No, Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield.
Baker.
How many?
38.
No, incorrect. I'm not going
to
say.
You know, that would be 33 to 43, right?
33. I said within 10 or within 5?
You said within 5.
Right.
So five less than five above, or five or two and a half below and two and a half.
Tickets, chips.
Is it to you?
No, it's me.
I'm sorry. Dorian T. Robinson.
You started with Baker, right?
Yes.
For eight chips, where does Dorian fall?
Who the fuck is that?
He was starting for the Browns at one point.
They had nine quarterbacks this year.
At December 1st, he was the starter.
I thought Browning was.
Browning plays for the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Okay, Dorian T. Robinson. Between Kenny Pickett and Tommy DeVito.
Incorrect. 4-7.
All the way down?
Incorrect. 4-6.
He's between Matthew Stafford and Desmond Ridder.
Stafford and Ridder. Right away ahead. That is... correct!
How does he keep getting this?
How many touchdowns?
50.
The answer was 45.
So that's right.
Woo-hoo. Did you give him what he needed? Oh, thank you. Thank
no,
you
no, he was just coloring.
Oh, yeah, oh, sorry. 7-1. Yeah. I barely make it to him. Who's up first? I got lost.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan, James, your card for, we have 11 in this first one, by the way, is Lamar Jackson. Where does he fall on this list?
Lamar Jackson.
High school a touchdown.
I'm going to say dead last.
Dead last. Incorrect. For 8. Tommy?
Lamar Action Jackson is between Baker Mayfield and Desmond Ridder.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go... between Kyler Murray and Bryce Young.
Incorrect. For 6. Ryan.
I'm going to say between DeVito and Pickett.
Correct. For 6. And how many touchdowns did he have?
32.
Incorrect. Last card for Thomas J. is Trevor, I need a haircut, Lawrence. Where does Trevor fall?
Trevor Lawrence is, let's go, let's put him between Bryce Young and Stafford.
Incorrect. For 9. Bryce Young and Stafford. No, incorrect.
I'm going to go between Robinson and Ridder.
That is correct. How many total?
I'm going to go 40.
40. Lawrence. 43 is the answer. Good job.
So the reason Jake Browning, don't you remember the stat that Austin said, the crazy stat today? Jake Browning broke the record for most touchdowns by a senior in high school.
Like
the most
high school
touchdowns. That's why he was at the top. And then he said 16. I'm like, dang it, he ruined it. Now no one's going to put him above whatever his name is, Jake Browning.
Well, it is done, but Jake was the top with 96 touchdowns.
Holy shit.
And Tommy was the bottom with 16 touchdowns their senior 96 year.
96 touchdowns?
All right, next.
You guys recruited a quarterback that had 16 touchdowns?
Okay, we didn't recruit him. He transferred.
All right, up first for Sparkles, we've got Justin Herbert.
Who's that?
And Justin Herbert is followed up with Dak Prescott. Where does Dak fall?
Before, lower, less than Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Fuck Dak Prescott. And I don't even care if I'm wrong.
You are wrong!
Above Herbert.
Correct!
Yeah. Get one for that? No, he doesn't. Well, you don't get it when it's the last one. How would I not? Because this is for one. This was, right. If I got it right, it was
I'm
for one.
I'm giving it to him because you messed up. All right,
do you want
your card.
You're going to let him guess at how many touchdowns he threw?
No, I'll let you guess.
Oh, you're going to let me guess?
Yeah, why not? Fuck. I gave him the chip for that.
All right, 35.
Incorrect. Ryan, your card is Justin, I want to be a Bear, Fields. Where does he fall?
I'll say third. Last.
Third, as in last?
He falls under the Falcons.
Dead of fucking last. Below Herbert. So where it's really if he's just below Herbert or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
You know what's going to be awesome? When the Bears trade him
yes.
and draft Caleb Wilson.
How many did Justin
Caleb Wilson is worse than what? Justin? Williams, whatever.
20.
And he's worse than Ryan Leaf.
He threw 31. So yeah, that's for you. Tommy, your card is Geno Smith.
Geno was going to be between Herbert and Fields.
That is incorrect for 2 chips. Sparkles.
God, I got to say he's even worse than Fields.
That is correct. How many did he throw?
21.
Incorrect. Back to Sparkles. Wrong pile. Your player is Mac Jones. They made him look so ridiculous in this video.
Patrick Mac Jones?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, he's special. Jesus, like, it was really weird. I'm like, who's that? And then they showed him. Like, oh my God.
I'm going to go between Justin Fields and Geno Smith.
Incorrect. 4-3. Ryan, where does he go?
Between Herbert and Fields.
Incorrect. 4-2.
At the top.
Incorrect. 4-1.
Between Prescott and Herbert.
Incorrect.
So all the way at the bottom.
At the bottom.
What? Sorry for bumping your
head. You're good.
What's Alabama doing?
For you, how many did Mac Jones throw?
Should have been my guess. I should get it. 20.
Yeah, you should.
19.
Incorrect.
My turn.
Is it? Yep. 2, 4, 5. For 5 chips, where does Illinois' pride and joy go? Aiden O'Connell.
He's from Illinois?
Yeah.
Really?
We went to Purdue, but yeah.
His high school was here.
I didn't know that. Cool.
I didn't know until I watched
it. I will say right above Justin Fields.
Incorrect. Justin. For 4, Thomas.
Let's put him at the bottom below Jones.
Correct. How many touchdowns did Aiden O'Connell throw in high school?
20.
Incorrect. Back to Thomas.
Yep.
Thomas, we have Dak, Justin, Geno, Mac, and Aiden. Where does CJ, did he get rookie of the year?
Yeah.
CJ Stroud fall on this list?
Yeah.
We'll put him above Dak.
That is incorrect. 2, 4, 6. For 5 chips, where does he fall?
Between the Justins.
Incorrect. For 4, Ryan.
Between Geno and Mac.
Incorrect. For 3.
Between Dak and Justin Herbert.
That is correct. How many touchdowns?
6.
6-0?
Yeah.
Ooh, close, but no. Not within 5. You're up first. Your card is Russell, I should retire Wilson.
No, I need him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where does he fall? 4-7? For 7 chips, do you know where how many touchdowns he threw compared to these guys?
Between Justin Fields and Geno Smith.
Incorrect. Your card is...
I'm going to go above Stroud, below Dak.
That is correct. Oh, nice. I was just ready to yell incorrect. How many touchdowns did Russell throw?
60.
Incorrect. Who's up? This guy?
Yep.
Your card is the Super Bowl triple-time champion, Patrick Mahomes. Where does he fall on this list?
Number 1.
He is number 1. Is that 8? 2, 4, 6, 8. How many did Patrick Mahomes throw, my friend?
83.
83. Incorrect. Over to you for the last card of this pile for Thomas. The other Super Bowl guy, Brock. Mr. Irrelevant Purdy. Where does he fall on this list? Back. 4, 9 chips. Did I?
What the heck is 8? Let's put him between Geno and Mac Jones.
Incorrect. Sparky, where does he go?
Between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott.
Incorrect. For 7.
All the way down?
Incorrect. For 6.
Between Aiden O'Connell and Mac Jones.
Incorrect. For 5.
This is pretty hard.
Between Justin Herbert.
Incorrect.
The worst part is hearing his asshole. Like, incorrect. You don't even get the words out.
Trying to move it along, guys. We're at an hour over here.
Below Dak.
4 chips.
Above Russ.
Incorrect. For 3.
Between Russell Wilson
and
CJ
Stroud.
All the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
I'm like, you've been giving it away and we just weren't listening.
Every time you said in between, I'm like, no.
I'm going to go 86.
Incorrect. So in this one, the top is Brock Purdy.
With?
67 touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
And Aiden was at the bottom of 27. 27. Final 11 cards.
You're going to make him clean this up?
No, that's what you
have. I like how both of them get an extra one on their first one, and then I don't.
I don't know.
In the middle.
I'm not like sure that. How that works. Yeah, we're starting with Ryan. Oh, yeah. There it is. Sam, how?
Who's that?
Did Derek Carr throw more touchdowns or less touchdowns than Sam Howe for one chip?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to actually say less.
That is correct. How many did Derek Carr throw?
I will say 29.
Incorrect. Over the Thomas, your card is for two chips. Jordan Love, where does he fit on this list?
Ugh. Above Sam Howell.
Above Sam Howell is incorrect. For one chip.
Between the two.
Incorrect. For no chips.
At the bottom.
That is correct.
Where he's going to remain.
Do I get to pick his touchdown?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Love. How many touchdowns did Jordan have?
19.
Incorrect.
32.
I can't say the answer.
Okay.
You are on the money. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Where does he fall on this list?
Is this
I think it's Spark.
Yeah, it is me. It is me. All right. I'm going to go above Sam Howell.
Above Sam Howell is incorrect for two chips. Jared Goff.
I'll say all the way down.
Incorrect for one chip.
Between Howell and Carr.
Incorrect.
Oh, poop.
Between Carr and Justin Herbert.
Can I guess this one?
Do I get the...
No, he gets to guess. Right. How many?
I'm going
to
go 33.
Incorrect. Where are we at? Back to you?
Yep.
Your card is Zach. I should retire Wilson.
I'm going to say Wilson's above Jordan Love.
That is correct. How many touchdowns? Four chips for you?
34.
Yeah. That is close enough. 32. Sorry about that.
Nope.
I'm not sorry. Yours is Garden Minshew. How many touchdowns?
Garden Minshew.
Gardner.
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 Garden.
What is it? Like Garden? Garter.
Yeah.
Garter. How about Garter?
Minshew.
Minshew.
We'll put him back 12. Between Carr and Goff.
Incorrect. Four. Sparkles.
Let's go between Goff and Wilson.
That is correct. How many touchdowns did the Gardner throw?
Let's go 35.
33. Next card for Sparkles is Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Two more six chips. Where
QB in the lead.
Does he fall on this list?
Between Derek Carr and Jared Goff.
Derek Carr and Jared Goff is incorrect.
It took you a minute, but I'm still going to go all the way up because it's my guy.
Incorrect.
We'll go between Howell and Derek Carr.
Incorrect. For three, back to the guy who started us.
All right, well, let's go Tua. Between Minshew and Wilson.
Minshew and Wilson, incorrect. 4-2.
Between Minshew and Goff?
Yes, that is correct. Nobody said that, right? How many did Tua throw, bro?
36.
35. Right. I lost track and who's up first. Ryan, you get Jalen Hurts, his buddy.
Oh, yeah. Every league. I will say Jalen Hurts.
4, 6, 7 chips.
Would go below Zach Wilson, above Jordan Love.
Incorrect. For six, Tommy, where does Jalen go?
Between Carr and Goff.
Carr and Goff. Incorrect. For five, Sparkles.
Going all the way up.
Incorrect. For four.
Below Tua? Above Minshew?
We'll take it. He's actually tied with Tua, so you could have gone either way. Oh, yes. I can't ask you how many because I already gave you the answer.
I'll say 35.
35. Correct. Thomas. Down to our final three.
Where'd you put him? You put him just between Goff and Hurts.
He eats banana peels. Will lettuce. Where does he fall?
Bless you.
Bless you.
So.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Between Hurts and Minshew.
I didn't even look. Hurts and Minshew. Hurts. Minshew. No, incorrect. For 7.
It's in Goff and Tua.
Incorrect. For 6.
All the way down.
Incorrect. For 5.
Between Zach Wilson and Jordan Love.
Incorrect. For 4.
Between Howell and Carr.
Incorrect. For 3.
All the way up.
Incorrect. For 2.
Between Carr and Goff.
Incorrect. For 1.
Between Minshew and Wilson.
Correct. For 1, Chip. How many touchdowns did Will Levis throw?
Let's go with 32.
32. 33 is the answer. Who's up? Josh Porter Allen. Where does he fall?
No, I think it's me.
It is Sparky.
Sorry. Sparkles. Josh Allen.
Let's go all the way up.
2, 4, 6, 8, 9. We'll just go ahead and pick up 8. Wrong. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Incorrect. Well, that means the last one has got to be Josh too, right?
Between Goff and Tua.
Goff and Tua. I just looked and I forgot already. Here's Tua. Here's Goff. Here's Alan, you are correct! 8.
Yeah, fuck.
I thought he was going to be at the bottom too with Wyoming.
How many did he throw?
38.
38 for Alan. No, 37. 37. Sweet. Last one is Joshua Dobbs.
Oh, it's me too.
It is Josh Dobbs. Where does Josh Dobbs fall for 10?
Josh Dobbs. Let's go.
The dream man.
I'm going to go above Zach Wilson. No, below Zach Wilson.
Either way, you're wrong. For 9.
Josh Dobbs is going to be between Goff and Josh Allen.
Goff and Allen is correct. For 9, how many did Joshua Dobbs throw?
42.
39.
So he's 3 off and he gets a... correct. I was 1 off and I get an incorrect.
Sam Howell was the 7th. And Jordan Love was the 23rd. So it goes from top, from bottom to top. Tommy DeVito, Lamar Jackson, Kenny Pickett, Baker Mayfield, Desmond Ridder, Aiden O'Connell, Mac Jones, Geno Smith, Justin Fields, Justin Love, Jordan Love, Zach Wilson, Will Levis, Gardner, Minshew, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Josh Allen, Josh Dobbs, Trevor Lawrence, Dorian T. Robinson, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Derek Carr, C.J. Stroud, Russell Wilson, Sam Howell, Derek Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, Bryce Young with 69, Kyler Murray with 78, Jake Browning with 96. Count your chips. It's time for Final Jeopardy, which is going to be fun. Yes.
Is he done? He's done.
I think he's got a chance. Just need some options.
He's so shitty.
What?
Listening to Austin talk about the
draft?
Yeah, for our Keeper League, our Dynasty League.
Yeah.
And he goes, you took Anthony Richardson in the 3rd round, and I was laughing so hard. I was thinking that's the dumbest pick. You take a guy who's never even played, and 4 picks later, I took Bryce Young. How does that look now?
You have 94?
Uh-huh. 94. Tommy was 76. Ryan doesn't know how to count. We're getting there.
He's got 108.
108.
108. The episode, just so you know, is called Football Season is Over. So therefore, our final Jeopardy is going to be football. Sports. Here's the fun part. Before you write down your bet, you can multiply by 7. In other words, there's 7 answers. Every answer you get right, you get those points. Okay. You'll have 1 minute to write down your answers. Just so
do you get any wrong? Like, is there, like, what happens if you get them wrong? Nothing? Just,
it's just the wrong answer?
So if you get 5...
Good try, buddy.
Well...
So if I write down 7 answers and 5 of them are correct, I get times 5.
Like if you write down all the quarterbacks for Cleveland is the question. So if you write Dorian T. Robinson, Flacco, Browning, and who played there a few years ago?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. Then you would get 3 right. Or all the quarterbacks that played for the Patriots this year. Just 2, right? Did you put it there?
Those are 2.
What's his name? Zappy started 1 or 2 games.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And there will be 1 minute to answer this question. I'm stopping the timer, not letting you think extra long about who the 49ers are.
You're for that.
All right, you guys ready?
Are we telling each other our picks first or no?
No, he's not have to.
You shouldn't have gotten a half. You should have went to 0.
I'm cool with not saying the bids. The question is...
Well, wait, we got to write down all these
You got to write down the answers. There are... Oh, I'm sorry, there's eight. For some reason, there are seven. There are eight answers on the board. Name teams that end... For NFL, name teams that end in ERS. ERS. Begin. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. This Josh Porter episode is a little longer than usual. But I really wanted to try some new things, mix it up a bit. Thanks for tuning in. I think Alex will be playing one of these weeks in the near future.
Before I get drunk enough.
Get a few beers in this guy. He's ready to do anything. Tomorrow night, we're all going country line dancing at Sundance Saloon here in Mundelein. If you guys want to show up around 7. 30 seconds, guys. I asked some kids the same question. They did say bears, and I did make fun of them pretty bad. We're talking 15. Just a reminder, everything we do here is for fun. We like to poke fun at each other and do a little dance, maybe get down tonight and just have fun. 4, 3, 2. Pencils down!
No.
All right.
I did not do good. All Somebody right, was fucking talking the whole damn time.
I had to. It would have been quiet and dead silence on my episode.
Oh my God, were you fucking with my head?
Big time, bro. All right, let's start with the low man, which was Tommy, birthday boy. First off, what was your bid?
76.
76. So.
Fuck.
How many did you answer?
3.
What do you got?
Packers, Niners, Chargers.
Oh, I thought you said you did good.
No, I didn't do good.
You have a total of 228 points right now. Good job, you. Write that down for me so I don't forget. Who's next on the board?
Me. 94.
94 is what you bet?
Yep.
Good for you, buddy. And how many did you get?
Oh, no. You did? Raiders, Packers, Chargers, 49ers, Panthers. Let's see those five.
94 five.
Where does it say what you bid?
Oh, he's surfing on the other side.
Oh.
564 is what you have right now. You are in the lead. It comes down to the high man going in. He had 108. What did you
99.
Bid? He bid 99.
And
how
I
many
got
did you
four.
Get?
Raiders, Packers, Steelers, 49ers.
Oh, I forgot all the Steelers.
Which one did nobody answer for an extra 100 points? I'm just kidding.
No.
396 is what you got. We'll go into the NFC East. Tell me.
Reds, Chargers, Commanders.
Commanders, I was
correct. Oh,
so, for the total,
Reds,
did you guys write these down?
I didn't know all the Washington teams.
All right, so for, final is Tommy coming in last with 228, Ryan, 396, and Sparky takes the victory with 564 points. You can thank himself for having a multiplier. Anyone
That's
but Ryan.
Worst. That's the worst. Anybody but Ryan.
That's
like half
Sparky.
A point.
I don't know. I just wanted to say it. Tommy's going to go to the board. I will record this. We're going to find out what his punishment Ooh. Is.
I still have a good thing. I have Damn. A punisher past my pocket, so we'll see what
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Wait 1 second.
Let's make the board noise.
Tonight, our loser is...
Not me.
This guy.
You. I'll say you. That I didn't lose my 30s, but I lost my 40s.
I hope you get your own fucking...
He's going to the board.
I hope you get your own eat a fucking banana peel.
That will.
Wouldn't it be great if he lost every game now that he was in his 40s?
Like, yes.
He's just going. That'd be such a cool
yes, that'd be awesome.
I have. Meow in every sentence. In the next show.
Is that
For your
yours?
Show? Yeah. For your show.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, what's the rule?
Don't meow loose.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Keep it swinging.